Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, now to bring you another hour of classical music. But first, we have the midday interview. My guest today is Kemp Burdett. He grew up on the Cape Fear River. He is now the river keeper for Cape Fear River Watch. And we'll be talking about what that organization does and what his job is. And then we'll be hearing all about a special event that's a fundraiser for Cape Fear River Watch. It happens next Friday and Saturday. It's called Striper Fest. So Kemp Burdett, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Kemp, tell us about the mission of Cape Fear River Watch. Some folks, you know, have been here long enough, they know about it, but there are always new people moving to Wilmington. What is Cape Fear River Watch?
Right. So we're a local grassroots nonprofit, and our whole mission is to protect and improve the water quality in the Cape Fear River. And we do that a few ways. We do it through education programs. We do it through advocacy work. And we do it through hands-on action activities like cleanups and paddles and invasive species removals and those kind of things that we use volunteers to come out and actually help us with the work.
Where is the Cape Fear River Watch office located?
We are down real close to the boat ramp at the foot of Castle Street. So right before you turn into the boat ramp parking lot there, you would just take a left and go a couple of hundred feet, and there's our office.
Okay. And does the Cape Fear River Watch own several boats? I know you're the river keeper, and you go out on the river to patrol things and see how it's doing. What kind of boat or boats are there?
Right. We've got a patrol boat that I use to get out around, and we've got kind of a fleet of canoes and kayaks that we take folks out in, exploring all different parts of the river. And we've got a little bit larger patrol boat that we could use down on the lower Cape Fear down that way. So
if someone wants to come along on one of your cleanup days, they could actually use a canoe or a kayak that you have there. They couldn't bring their own.
Right. If we're doing a cleanup that we need some help in the water, then folks can use our boats, or our members can use our canoes and kayaks for our paddle series. We paddle third Saturday of every month from March through November, so we get a lot of interest in that.
Oh,
have a lot of fun.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that sounds great. Now, what is your job, especially as the river keeper? You said you grew up on the river on the Cape Fear?
Exactly, on the Cape Fear and some of the tributaries, the Black and the Northeast Cape Fear. And my job is really, you know, to be the primary advocate for the organization and really the voice of the river. So I want to make sure that when we're talking about, you know, things in the community, that the voice of the river is heard and that we're doing the right thing for the river, which, as you probably know, and some people know, but not everybody, you know, we get our drinking water out of the Cape Fear River. So there's no better reason, really, than to protect the river than that. It's an extremely important resource.
It has its entire ecology. So many animals and plants are dependent on it, but us humans as well.
That's right.
Wow.
That's exactly right.
Now, the Striper Fest is a celebration of our migratory fish who've been affected by dams and whatnot on the Cape Fear River. What kind of fish have historically been in the Cape Fear River, and what's going on with them right now?
Well, when you're talking about migratory fish in the Cape Fear River, historically we've had several different kinds. We've had striped bass. We've had sturgeon, both Atlantic sturgeon and short-nosed sturgeon. We've had shad. And we've had a couple of species of herring, blueback herring and alewives. And these fish, they're called migratory fish or anadromous fish because they spend a good chunk of their life out in the ocean or in the lower estuary, and then they return to freshwater streams to spawn, which is, as everybody knows, a critical point in any animal's life. And so the reason that we are doing so much work on these fish is that because about 100 years ago, we started to build dams in the Cape Fear River to help with navigation and help make trade back and forth between Fayetteville and even higher, easier. And when we built those dams, it blocked the migratory runs of these spawning fish, these anadromous fish. And so we've seen population numbers drop since that period. And what we're doing now is bringing those numbers back and doing a lot of work, a lot of different folks in the community, a lot of different agency groups and nonprofits, and certainly Cape Fear River Watch is. We're all working very hard to restore these fish populations.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Kemp Burdett. He is the Cape Fear River Keeper with Cape Fear River Watch. And he's been telling us about the migratory fish that are in the river, have been historically, and then their population was decimated with various things going on, building of dams and whatnot. But that population is being restored. And the river is being monitored to keep it clean, to be our drinking water, and to provide recreation and everything else that the river does for us. We're going to talk now about Striper Fest. This is an annual big event for Cape Fear River Watch. It is their major fundraiser of the year. And I'm going to give you the website now and again at the end of the interview, CapeFearRiverWatch.org. Tell us about Striper Fest, Kemp.
Right. Well, you're right. This is our big fundraiser of the year, and it's all about, you know, really celebrating migratory fish and celebrating the river and water quality. And what we're doing is trying to make sure that everybody knows how important these fish are, and everybody knows a little bit about them. So on January 17th and 18th, we hold Striper Fest every year. This is our sixth year doing it. We hold a banquet and auction on Friday the 17th, and we have an amazing live and silent auction and a fantastic banquet to help us raise money for our work.
Who's catering the banquet? I always have to know.
Oh, Middle of the Island is catered. They've catered every year for us. Yum. And they get rave reviews, and we're excited to have them back again this year, and excited to have some of that delicious Middle of the Island food. For the banquet auction, we've got amazing auction items.
Yeah, mention a few if you would.
Yeah, we've got a hurricane kayak, a beautiful hurricane kayak made right here in North Carolina. A really light and easy to manage kayak. We've got a stand-up paddle board that Hook, Line, and Paddle donated to us. We've got local art from some of our amazing local artists, getaway packages to B&Bs and beach houses, and great restaurant gift certificates, I should say, fishing gear, and a number of phenomenal fishing trips, so inshore and offshore fishing trips.
And all of that's happening in a silent auction and a live auction next Friday night, January 17th, from 6 to 9-ish. What is the cost for the banquet and for that whole evening?
Banquet tickets are $50 a piece, and that includes the dinner and beer and wine, as well as, of course, the opportunity to bid on the auction items. And you can actually buy a table of eight for $350, so you get a savings there if you bring seven of your friends.
You and your fishy friends, you should all go together.
That's
absolutely
right. Absolutely. And then the following day, on the 18th, Saturday, we do a full day of lots of different education activities. So we have a fish forum that starts at 10 and runs through 11:30, and we're going to have some experts just come in and talk about fish and, you know, our efforts to restore fish populations and other agencies' efforts. Joe Fassandola from the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries is coming, and Dawn York, a coastal scientist with Dow Cording Associates, is going to be there to talk about a habitat restoration project, installing some spawning habitat above Lock and Dam 1 that Cape Fear River Watch is doing with Dow Cording.
So a fisheries forum at 10 a.m., a fishing seminar at 12 noon. Okay. Now, we didn't mention the 9 a.m. start of the tag and release striped bass fishing tournament.
Right.
So that's a big part of Striper Fest as well.
That's a big part. We're going to be sending 22 anglers out with expert captains to fish for striped bass. And in conjunction with DMF, Division of Marine Fisheries, every fish is going to be carefully tagged and released, so that fisheries biologists can gather more information on these fish and understand what we can do to restore those populations.
It's my kind of fishing tournament where you catch the fish, but you tag and release it.
Exactly.
That's great. And also throughout the day on Saturday, not only is there the fishing tournament and the fisheries forum and the fishing seminar, but there's, according to the press release, fabulously fun, free education for the whole family. There's, for the kids, art projects, face painting, some talks on fisheries biology, casting lessons, and all of that is free except for one thing. There are boat trips, and you said they're 45-minute boat trips for only $5?
Exactly, 45-minute boat trips on the Wilmington Fast Cat, which is, as a lot of people here know, is a great boat to get out and see the river on. It's going to be warm, it's heated, and there's curtains all the way around the boat. It's a great way to see the river, and we're going to be doing lots of trips. You can sign up for those trips on our website. And then, as you mentioned, tons of really fun activities for families. Ages kind of 3 to 13 is what we're looking at. Fish prints and all kinds of fun things to teach kids about the water and water quality in the river and fish. And this, you know, our volunteers do a phenomenal job on making that education day happen. And there's so much great things that they put on for kids. So it's a great thing to come out with your family and do on a Saturday. Right on the river.
Yes, and where's it all happening?
It's all happening right at the Coastline Convention Center.
Good. Right on the Cape Fear River.
Right on the river, and we'll be right there when the fishermen are going out and coming back in. And I should say, for folks out there that like fishing and they want to get a little better at it, the fishing seminar you mentioned is going to be led by Jod Owens, who's a local captain and extraordinary fisherman with a lot of information to share.
That's wonderful. The Cape Fear Striper Fest coming up next weekend, CapeFearRiverWatch.org. Again, CapeFearRiverWatch.org is where to get more information. Kemp Burdett, the Cape Fear River Keeper. Did I say that right? Kemp Burdett, the Cape Fear River Keeper. Thank you, Kemp, for being here.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.